connected. That's the word that describes the times we live in right now. Everyone is connected all the time. We're connected through our computers, through our phones, through video games, even through our televisions. We have instant connectability from just about anywhere on the planet. But nothing replaces a conversation face to face, a handshake, or a hug. I can talk with my wife on the phone, but it's not as good as sitting on the couch having the same conversation. In the same way, the distance between the believing sinner and God has been removed, and for that, we should be thankful. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, he, Jesus, was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. And then one turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. And then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Did you notice where the lepers were in relation to Jesus at the beginning of this passage? They were at a distance. Lepers were required to stay a certain distance away from people, and they were to holler out, "Leper!" in order to let people know that they were in the vicinity of a leper. And these lepers call out to Jesus, but they call out for mercy, for relief, for some sort of compassion. They had been pushed to the fringes of society. They were as good as already dead. And Jesus shows them mercy. Before they could actually enter back into society, a priest would have to pronounce that they were clean. So Jesus tells them, "Go to the priest and get that pronouncement." And in faith, these 10 men start making their way to the priest. And while they're going, they realize that they had been healed. And one of these former lepers turns back, runs to Jesus, and falls at his feet to give thanks. No longer separated, he is now allowed to come in close to Jesus to bow at his feet. We too are unclean and separated because of our sin. But when we cry out for mercy from God in recognition of our sin sickness, turning to Christ, he heals us, removes the punishment and the distance that our sin has caused so that we can now come close to Christ in thanksgiving. Today, please pray for Matthew Prather and his family, our missionaries in Texas. Also, remember the Fonte Life Word broadcast heard in Ghana.